We have a little news this morning. As many people have heard, it is Renee Montagne's final day hosting Morning Edition, this program. She's been in the chair, as we say, for 12 years.
And now she becomes a special correspondent, writing features, investigative stories, occasionally hosting on weekend mornings. And I'm so happy the three of us are in the studio together here in Washington. Renee, what, I mean, is there a way to capture what you've... what you've taken away from these 12 years?
Wait a few seconds, no, but let me take a stab at it. I have to start with the talent on Morning Edition, which is astonishing, a continuing delight. And I just want to say, if listeners don't know, every story from the field, all the studio interviews you hear, those are the products of many hands.
Producers, editors.
Intimate collaborations with producers, editors.
Yeah.
Sometimes contentious even, but all of it creating the product creating the wonderful things you hear on this air. I just want to say, though, I will continue to do that to some great extent. I'm still on the show, actually. But hosting Morning Edition, sitting here in the host chair for 12 years, I've hosted just about every show on this network, dating back to All Things Considered. This was something so special. And a lot of it was the special relationship that I feel I have with all of you out there, the listeners, asking, I hope, questions you want to hear, taking you places you want to go, and most of all, continuing a conversation with, you know, you want to say the nation, that's a big thought, but with people that when I meet, it's like when people meet me, they often say, oh, you know, you don't look like I thought you would, actually. I actually have the experience of meeting people and saying, you looked exactly like I thought you would.
Well, I just on a personal note, I've learned so much from you. You are such a graceful storyteller and artful writer, and I just value you as a colleague and as a friend so, so much.
And I took some notes here. You've been through 4 elections, 2 wars, financial crisis, recession. People have woken up to a lot of news that they liked and did not like, but they knew when they heard your voice that the world was going to be okay. And I've heard that from people in recent days. Thank you, and thank you for being there for me all this time as well, Renee. Why don't you say one more time?
Aw. It's in a pure news.